This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We are getting ready for Thanksgiving with this very special Thanksgiving edition. Well, next week's Thanksgiving, but we're getting ready for it with this special Kingdom Pursuits edition, because there's two things you're going to need at Thanksgiving. You're going to need a nice, warm place, you know, to enjoy with your family. So we have Todd and Rob and Aaron at Harvest Building Design, right? I mean, Harvest just kind of goes with Thanksgiving, doesn't it, guys?
It does. It absolutely <That's right>. Does.
And then also we have Nikki White, and she is the author of the book, It's Not About the Pie. So, Nikki, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What a beautiful, amazing book. And so I'm so excited to talk about Christian hospitality, and we're at that Thanksgiving. And when you understand what all's underneath this Harvest Building project, well, maybe why don't we start out with a little bit of that? Robin, just tell us kind of what your heart was to start this project, which is kind of wild.
Well, it all kind of based on a lot of unfortunate events that I kind of grew up with in my past as a young adult, and just wanting to be able to help people understand that they matter and that they're loved. And no matter what their walk is or their circumstances are, that you're not nothing and that you have a Father in heaven who loves you and he has a great purpose for you. And that spans from, you know, me having sexual abuse and homelessness and first husband went actually to prison because of drugs and alcohol, and all kinds of unfortunate events, and just feeling, you know, uneducated, was laughed at in school, parents split up, dad had another family, and I just felt lost and abandoned. And no matter what I went through, whether it was school or my first husband or a boyfriend that I had that ended up with an abortion that was unwanted, and just felt like, you know, with that and then my husband turned into drugs, that there was one common denominator in all that, where everything went wrong, and that was me. And I always felt like I was insignificant and that I was nothing. And it wasn't till after I was remarried and found Christ, I started working in ministry. And God took me the one place I didn't want to go, which was Salem Pregnancy. And I believe he sent me there to help me. I knew God forgave me at this point, but I didn't forgive myself. And I just really had a hard time, and I was living kind of in a shadow. And through that ministry, it helped me see that I actually was somebody and I had a purpose, and all those awful things that happened, I would be able to do something with that to help someone else. And it just, out of that, was just so amazing. And so, unfortunately, I'm not there any longer, because I wanted to raise a lot of money to start a foundation called Harvest Family Foundation, where I would use a lot of the things in my past to help a lot of people through that. And it's anywhere from housing, which was a big one, and getting in at the youth level and trying to help people find out what their gifts are and who they are and what they like, and what they want to do with their life, so far as maybe even pulling them in to learn a trade that are not, can't support themselves, don't have the way to go to college. Just really instilling through love and through trust and relationship that they matter, and building from there. And so it just kind of made sense to me that I would always be doing a fundraising banquet at the ministry, and it just didn't give the seed money that you needed to be able to do all the things that I wanted to do to take the I can't out of this. And I just felt kind of strapped. And so I decided, you know, I was telling my husband, I was like, you know, Todd, I was like, we got to make some money. And he said, well, you know, you should do rental property. Why don't you do that? And I said, no, that's not fast enough. I said, well, we got to start building houses. We got to start putting developments in and making the money that we would be able to start this foundation to leave a legacy going forward, even after we're gone, to be able to help a lot of people and make a lot of difference and change. And really just let them know that they matter, and no matter what happens,
and thus you have Harvest Building Design, and we're going to get more into that. But we got to talk some pie here, because we got Nikki. Nikki, can you share a little bit about how God gave you the vision for the book that you wrote?
Okay, sure. I too was in a difficult situation growing up, and my first book, it's not really a princess, deals with adoption, rejection, death, widows, orphans. It deals with some of those kinds of things. And I think through that, it just wishing someone would help us when we were in a bad situation when I was growing up, it made me feel like how much more we should reach out to others. And it's not about the pie. It's basically a book on hospitality, because hospitality is not really a spiritual gift. We're all said to practice hospitality. And we shouldn't feel like if someone comes to your house at 10 o'clock at night, and they need to ask you some questions, or they're having a hard time, do we turn them away because our house is messy? So the idea of the book, there's a lot of testimonies in there from people who've gone through a hard time and how people have ministered to them, and their scriptures and how, you know, instructing us on what we're supposed to do. And then there's 47 recipes, 200 photos. So it's kind of also an encouragement on things you can do if you don't feel like you could welcome someone into your home. But it also talks about reaching out to the needy and helping others also, and what that means.
Yeah, it's and it is an absolutely gorgeous book. I got to tell you, we have one for someone, and we've got to get to these riddles. So speaking of pie, you knew this was coming, right? Speaking of pie, Nikki is monitoring her book sales. You might guess this with a pie chart, just saying. And the dessert chef was very smart. She graduated Pie Baker Kappa. Yeah, the divorced couple hurled Boston cream pie at each other. It was a bitter custody dispute. And what do you get if you divide? This is what we've waited for the whole time. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? Danny, you get pumpkin pie. Just saying. There you go. So you may know there aren't many pies in the Bible. It's just a matter of mind over batter, but there are plenty of cakes. So which prophet in the Bible, when it comes to widows, would you say he took the cake? Which prophet in the Bible, when it came to widows, would you say he took the cake? And if you can answer that, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
All right. Well, they will win Nikki White's book. It's Not About the Pie, which breaks my heart, but a fresh look at hospitality.
Absolutely fresh. And you just got to call 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, and tell us which prophet in the Bible, when it came to widows, you could say he took the cake. It's not all that hard. I'm guessing you could do it. 866-348-7884. So it's interesting to me that you guys, that, you know, God arranges these shows so that people have stuff in common.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know, I would imagine, Robin, that hospitality would have been really, really nice when you were homeless. That it would have been nice to have some pie.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting about it was that I really didn't have a relationship with the Lord at that time, but for whatever reason, I felt like he was with me, because he always put me in a place where I had somewhere to put my head and sleep. I stayed at a shelter. I was in my car. I stayed with my son's pediatrician, and eventually ended up asking my mom if I could move in with her. And that was a good experience for us, because we had kind of strayed from each other for a little bit. And so it was a healing process. And now my mom lives with me, which is the best thing in the whole wide world. It's just wonderful. And Todd always jokes because his mom also lives with us. And so people look at him and say, are you crazy?
That's hospitality, right, Nikki? Well, the good news is we have a couple of answers coming in from listeners. And we are going to be back in just a minute with one more segment of Kingdom Pursuit. So stay tuned. We got a lot more pie to eat here. 866-348-7884. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have, as often, poster children for that very idea. We have Nikki White with her book, It's Not About the Pie, A Fresh Look at Christian Hospitality. How cool is that? And we have Todd and Robin Aaron with Harvest Building and Design, which is really about a foundation for this kind of hospitality and providing homes and those kind of things. But we have this riddle that has to be riddled, and we have Rick is in Belmont, and well, we're going to get to Rick as soon as, apparently he's still talking to the producer, but yeah, we got him. Rick is in Belmont. He knows the answer to this prophet who, when it came to widows, took the cape. Who was it, Rick?
It was Elijah.
It was. You're absolutely right. So, in my never-ending struggle to figure out the difference between Elijah with a J and Alicia with an S, how do you say them?
Elijah.
Elisha and Elijah?
Elijah, yeah.
There you go. Well, Rick.
Yeah.
And what about that story that just jumped out at you, that you knew that that's what I was talking about?
Well, because he asked the widow lady for the bread, and when she started to pour the oil, that God met her needs miraculously. And then I think later she was blessed with a child, you know?
Right.
It's just an awesome story.
It's hospitality, no doubt about it, Rick. God bless you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Right.
Well, I'm sure, Nikki, that you didn't miss out on
the
hospitality of Elijah. I mean, the widow for Elijah, right? Because actually...
Right, I'll go and read that. I'll look up that passage and read about it, because I had forgotten about that.
And if I recall correctly, her son actually dies.
Wow.
And later on, he lays, it's one of the first people that you see brought back to life in the story. So, you know, she shows hospitality, and it turns out to be, you know, that he gives life to her son. But, you know, during the break, I heard a little bit about something similar to that kind of hospitality. Like, wow. Todd, you were adopted, and so this is really critical to your family, isn't it?
It really is. I had a wonderful upbringing, fantastic parents, and always knew I was adopted and never had a desire really to find my birth family, because I was so blessed with the family that I had. But at Robin's insistence, this year, we reached out, and with the help of a dear friend, Maggie Elliott, found a full sister that I had. And nearby, and mother was still living, father still living, and a 95-year-old grandmother that I got to meet on her 95th birthday just a couple of weeks ago. So this has been a real blessing of a month. Yeah.
And Robin, it was kind of important to you to meet his mother. Can you share?
Yes. Todd actually, I'll just say sort of he saved me from the life that I was in before, and he was responsible for really teaching me about love and trust and opened my eyes up to see the Lord. And so I always, when I found out he was adopted, well, first off, his parents who have adopted him were amazing and beautiful and just more than you could ever imagine. But anyway, I always wanted to find his biological mother to thank her for not making the choice that I did, because had she done that, I really didn't know where I would be today and or had the life and knew who Christ was without Todd. And so I got to thank her and tell her how amazing he is and what he's meant to my life, my family, my son and my mother and the rest of us. And he's just amazing. And just say thank you for not making that choice, because without you, I don't know where I would be. And she was just open arms, both of us just sitting there crying. And I had dreamed of that moment for probably 20 years, and I got to live it out, and it was really awesome.
Yeah. And Nikki, that's hospitality right there, isn't it? Oh my goodness.
It is. I actually am adopted also, and I didn't care about knowing relatives, and then people found us, my sister and I, later, and so yeah, it is hospitality, you know, but the people a family you're adopted into is your real family also.
Yes.
And you love them and you don't want to hurt them in any way. And so I just never wanted to find out anything. But we did later, my sister and I, more than we wanted to know. No, we learned a lot than we expected, I should say, that we would ever know. But because of some of those things, I think maybe it does make you more compassionate to other things, and that's what leads you into compassion type ministries. And
well, tell
and
me,
I know
you,
with me, yeah, go ahead.
Well, clearly God put something in your life that was a light that He felt that you felt like He wanted you to share, and so we don't have just a ton of time left. I want you to share that light with our listeners to say you need to hear. If you don't hear anything else about hospitality, you need to hear this.
Well, I believe that just like the ingathering in Acts, where people were sharing their meals together daily and partaking, and others saw that love, and then the Lord was adding to their numbers daily, I believe that by us reaching out to others and welcoming people into our homes and just showing kindness and compassion and generosity and all that to others, that shows Jesus to them and the gospel to them, and it shows love in action. And then others will see that, and they'll want to see what God has for them. And so I think it's really important to us to be intentional about the things that we do.
And oh, by the way, he was very intentional with you, because I see a lot of books as the line of works that I do. This book is phenomenally beautiful and phenomenally well illustrated. And oh my goodness, you need to go to Kingdom Pursuits and click on the link to find out more about this book, because it is a treasure, Nikki. You know, I'm sure I can't even understand the amount of effort that must have gone into creating this book, but you're hearing from somebody who looks at a lot of books, like, oh my goodness. Go to Nikki's website. You can see the link there at ChristianCarGuy.com. This is going to be a book that blesses, who knows, generations of families as we learn more about Christian hospitality. It was so important to God that if you look at the letter bet in Hebrew, which means home, it has an open door to it, because our homes are always supposed to be open. Did you know that, Nikki?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it's not about the pie. It's kind of like your house doesn't have to be perfect.
But speaking of houses, we got to move on, because we got to talk about Harvest, you know, building and design. What is it that you guys actually do, Todd, so that our listeners would know how to engage you guys?
Well, you talk about hospitality, and what we really build is relationships. That's what we're looking to build, and we just also happen to build homes, right? And so we want to have a relationship with each and every person that we do that with, and everyone has a story. And we just want to create an environment, a happy and safe environment for their family. And whether it be a new home, remodel a home that they already have, or add on to a home they have, or repair a home they have. So again, we'd just like to build relationships with those people and be a blessing to them.
And one of the things we'd like to do as a ministry piece that goes on to that is at some point we would like to give a house away annually to someone who needs it, who's homeless and all that. And there'll be other things that'll pop up about that. But the people who build with us, a part of their money from the proceeds that we get from building their home is going to go toward building that piece of the ministry.
Yeah, and similar to Nikki's book, if you go to kingdompursuits.com and look at Harvest Builder, I mean, their website, the homes and the things, they're just absolutely beautiful. I mean, you can see that God calls people to excellence. I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness, look how beautiful this is. Look how wonderful, you know, and if you think about it, God created the earth to be his home,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a huge deal that we are hospitable, because you know, I just love the idea of this show being this week as we begin to think about Thanksgiving. And I have to tell one story. I saved it to the end. Okay, so we had a homeless gentleman one time for Thanksgiving, not too many years ago, and it was my turn to make the pies, and I was making pumpkin pies, and somehow or another, in Robbie's culinary expertise, I forgot the sugar. So it was this beautiful pumpkin pie. If you can see, it was just absolutely gorgeous. But when everybody bit into it, they were like, they said, Robbie, we know you're diabetic, but when you make a sugar-free pie, I mean, you make a sugar-free pie. So, you know, if you sprinkled enough sugar on it and you put some cream on it, it made a pretty decent pumpkin pie, but I'll never forget it, Nikki. So I would agree with you that I've heard more stories about that pie than it's not about the pie. I'm just telling you. My whole family will never let me live that particular episode down, but it was a wonderful evening in spite of the fact that it just clearly was not about the pie. So I lived that out to some extent. So
have you cooked pies since then?
Not, I'm not allowed to. My wife has taken, they let me cook turkey or whatever else, but Robbie doesn't get to cook pie. That's just the deal. So, wow, we thank you so much for listening today to Kingdom Pursuits. If you're listening, I got to tell you, we have something really special for you. It's called Jesus Junkets. These missionary stories, you're going to go on an adventure to Colombia with some very deadly Indians here in a minute, if you'll stay tuned on Jesus Junkets coming right up. And again, I am just blessed out of my socks by the way God takes people's passions like Harvest Building Design and Nikki. It's not about the pie. Go to kingdompursuits.com to find out more about them. Now stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. You got Jesus Junkets followed by Encouraging Prayer, Masculine Journey Radio. Oh my goodness, so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Aaron.
You.
Thanks, Todd.